Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. If you got some good weed, put it in the air. Every day you listen, learning how to deal with fear. It's funny how the happiness will wipe away the tears. Cheers to the good times we have. Country boys, saucy car, wet as a sea crab. Drop bass, this the way I'm going, I relapse. Feeling like an addict, instrumental's my rehab. Move to her kneecaps, heal on it. Naturally, she real on it. You need to get out more. Put the Jordan peel on it. Tangerine peel on it. Grip the wood wheel on it. Later, I'ma feel on it. This one for my cousins I don't never see. It's so many you can avatar my family tree. Just know I love y'all and love yourself above all. I'ma pray for us when the night fall.
I woke up feeling good today. Baby, you can wipe your tears. Adding up the change I made. Reaper and ice cold beer. Country boy, toast and cheers. Take one at the blue sky clear.
What's up, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to another dope discussion here on Stardom 100 Radio. And you were just listening to a sample of Clear Blue Skies by Alien Craft, so be sure to check him out on social media. Today I'm super excited. I have a really dope guest on the show who will be sharing about his experience in the music industry and so much more. We have as a guest today Tay Hull. Tay, are you on the line?
Yes. What's going on, Star?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It's a nice Saturday to talk about some things about the music game.
Yes, it definitely is. I love, like, sharing this information with a lot of independent artists who may not know exactly what all goes into that field of work. So it's always good to have people like you on the show to share that information with them. And for those who are, like, tuned in and listening to the show, probably that do not know a lot about what you do, can you give us a brief background about what you do in the music field?
Okay, cool. Well, for starters, I'm managing an artist now. His name is B.O.B. Psy, and he resides in Mobile, Alabama. So pretty much working with him, just being that lifeline 24/7 to try to advance his career. He's kind of just starting, probably like a year ago, and he's been, you know, working hard. So I just been in a position with the connection that I have, you know, get his music out there, get him an image, you know, mold his craft and help him develop to becoming, you know, a bigger artist. And that's that side of just management. And also I'm working with 6X Entertainment as a talent scout, kind of like an A&R. And I really work with different artists, producers, actors, athletes, whatever you name in the entertainment world. Yeah, we're reaching out and trying to work with, you know, any and everyone who has that talent and try to, you know, bring them on board and see if we can, you know, help them out to advance their career also.
Awesome. Wow. So, like, when you're looking for talent, new talent, what are you looking in those individuals, especially when it comes to independent artists?
When it comes to those independent artists, the first thing I'm listening to, it's a different sound. The music game changed so much, but I try to listen to those, you know, that'll stick out instead of just in that time zone or where the music is, because you want to look for artists that can last and have longevity.
Right.
So that's what I kind of stick my ears to.
I like that, because when you said, like, giving a different sound, because you have so many artists that are trying to sound like other people, you know, and just because it worked for that person doesn't mean it's going to work for you. So you definitely need an original sound. You know, you need something that sets you apart. So I like that you brought that out. And speaking on the music industry, how do you feel about today's music versus, you know, how it's changed over the years? Like, you think it's, you know, like, what's your thoughts on it?
I like it. I mean, the music game is going to always change. It's not going to always sound the same. So, I mean, I listen to everybody. I listen to all genres. But primarily in hip-hop, I know we get a lot of, you know, the older generation talking about the younger guys and their style and their, and how they mm-hmm. rap and stuff like that. But I look at it as it's creative. You know, you got to use what you have at that moment, you know, because your career can be so short, man. So I just like the creativity and, you know, and showing that you don't have to be a so lyrical, or you don't have to have a certain style. You can really create your own style and really blow off like one song now.
Yes, that's true. And like you were talking about, a lot of people are comparing to back in the day, you know, the 90s and so forth like that, coming into this era with music. It has changed a lot, you know. It's versatile. You know, like back then you probably had more storytelling through the music. You know, I don't know. It's just changed a lot. Now I prefer to hear more artists who are like J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, artists that really tell a story in their music. A lot of people complain a lot about the rap that's more so what they consider mumbling, where it's just more so
the
a good
rap.
Beat. But you, yeah, it's like a really dope beat, but it's like, I don't know what you said. I don't know what you were talking, but okay, you know. So, it is a little bit more creative. I'm more of an old school person, though. I still like the old school music, but there are artists today that I do rock with and listen to, especially on the independent scene. There's a lot of artists who are telling a message with their work. Now, the artist you mentioned earlier, B.O.B., what kind of projects do you all have that you're working on?
Okay, as of right now, he has a single out called Trap Talk, and it's on all streaming sites. You can get it on iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, and that's his first single he's put out. And right now, he's just in the studio like every week and putting together a project. We're kind of taking our time with it, and we want to create a good vibe. You know, we talked about kind of like some of the old school kind of rap. He kind of got that kind of trap, you know, talk. He got that type of language where the old Gucci, you know, Jeezy, he got that type of lingo. And when he's working on his craft, it's like his beats bring back that old, like, I can ride to this. I can throw the beats in the trunk. And he just going to give you that kind of sound where I feel like I can go in a club and get a good vibe, or I can ride in this car and get a real good vibe. So that single is out right now. Trap Talk, and we pushing it and just working on more music. Got a couple videos that's going to come out here in the next couple of weeks, so just be on the lookout.
Okay. Now, how can listeners follow him on social media?
Okay, you can simply add him on Instagram at B-O-B Psy. He spelled B-O-B with a B.O.B, and Psy is spelled S-Y. S-I-Y, and you can follow that on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook.
Okay, all right. Now, I just want to ask you, like, what inspired you to get into music management?
Me, I've grown up listening to music, always been a fan. I didn't have that typical story where I grew up in a family where family done music, or I knew somebody who done music. It just started out with me and my friend listening to music at my mom's crib and just taking a liking to it. And my friend actually got a chance, you know, to work with a record company probably about 10 years ago. And he actually got a chance to go on and, you know, make some good music and do some shows and had a hot single out. And me being his best friend, it was like I was alone for the ride. But honestly, during that time, I was kind of learning, you know. I was learning the business, what to do, you know. I was kind of made into, like, kind of a manager, because the manager at the time, his name is Marty Arnold, who I'm working with now with Big Six Entertainment. he was his manager at the time, but I kind of looked at him and kind of shadowed him a little bit. And after a while, he became like a mentor to me. And that was 10 years ago when I was learning the game. So today, perfect timing came on board, man. So I hooked up, and it's been good ever since then.
Wow. Okay, okay. And shout out to Mari on over at 6X Entertainment. Very sweet person for artists to definitely connect with and work with as well. Now, through your experience working in this business, what do you feel an artist needs to be at? Where do they need to be at in order to have a manager? Because sometimes, you know, artists are starting out and they think, okay, I need a manager now. Do you think they need to reach a certain level in their career before they consider having a manager?
I recommend all artists, when you're first starting out, no matter where you're at in your music career, but in that beginning stage, learn as much as you can about music in the business side so you can follow those steps to get to management, because there's some things that you really need to have going for yourself as far as, you know, artist development, you know, because most managers nowadays that I see, they kind of work with artists who've already developed themselves, who already, you know, created the music, who already got, probably went as far as got singles out, doing opening shows, but they need that person to go ahead and push them to the next level. But me, I'm kind of different. I like the side of working with people from the ground up. I call it getting it out the mud. Like, I like the whole process, because people have gotten away from developing artists and, you know, getting behind them financially, taking them through them steps, helping them learn the business and all of that. People get away from that in the music industry now, but I'm one of those few that still is kind of like, I like to create this project and then watch it grow and watch it develop. So I look for people who have that potential on my side of with management and seeing if I can get them develop and help them progress. But others that I see in the game, they want you to have a little things going on and show that you got the work and the drive before they actually take you on.
Right. I like that, because I think it's important to be a part of the beginning stage for an artist, because, you know, if you're trying to wait until they get to this level or they have 100,000 followers and so forth, like, you coming in the middle of things. And I think that it's better to build that bond, that friendship, that relationship from the start. Like you said, getting it up out the mud. You want that person that's been there before you had the money, before you had the following, and everything.
Right.
That means a lot in the industry, because it's so much that goes on. There are some downsides to the industry. It's some sneaky sides. You might get with
the wrong person.
And so you might get with the wrong person, and they may, you know, take your money and really mess you up. So you want to know what you're dealing with. So it's good that you're willing to work with artists, you know, at that bottom and help them improve, you know, in their career. Because everybody don't know what they need to be doing. You know, you can have the talent all day, but you might not know what you need to be doing, you know, to get to where you can be productive and with your finances and your music. So that's awesome. Now, you mentioned earlier that you're working with 6X Entertainment with Mari Arnold. How do you like working with 6X?
Man, when you think of 6X, it's a family. Like, it's very family oriented, small. We work together as a good team. And our other owner, C. Von Perchman, he's out in LA. And Marty is in Atlanta. And most of the people who's on the team were not in the same city. But our bond is so strong, and the creativity and what everybody has to bring to the table, we pretty much work with each other long distance. And it's been working out great. We have an artist out right now by the name of Tia P out in L.A.
She's
doing her thing. She has some – yeah, she's super dope. I look at her like the modern – Erykah Badu, Janelle Monae. She's so versatile. Lauren Hill. She has that style, like, on a big platform. You know, she can push that music. But our team, everybody bring something to the table to where it feels like if you met somebody from 6'8", you wouldn't really know who's the boss because everybody has that dynamic of we can lean on each other and we help each other out, you know, in an area that somebody else may be strong on, and you can come to that table and throw that idea out there. And Sivan and Marty, man, they just let you open up and do what you do.
Wow. That's beautiful. That is so beautiful. It's good that you have that experience with them, that it's like a family environment because, again, that's important, you know, having a good relationship with people, especially if you're working with them and it's a business, you want to have a good relationship. And I like that it's not where, you know, one person is acting like they're the head of everybody and, you know, everybody's working together and communicating together. I think that's really dope. Now, share with me what keeps you motivated to keep doing this. You know, this is something that I'm sure you're very passionate about. So what keeps you motivated?
Really, my motivation comes from self-drive. You can get so discouraged worrying about what others are doing in the music game. I just stay in my own lane. I stick to what I do best, what I do good. I capitalize off of it, and I just make my craft better. But I just try not to focus on what the next manager or artist or what they're doing because their success is not my success. I have to find it my way and motivate myself so I can better help my artists. So I just don't get discouraged, even if you see other artists out there that started where you were and they blew before you. You just need to find out, you know, what you need to perfect to get to that level. So I just try not to get discouraged, and it's just everyday motivation for me. If I wake up tomorrow and we hadn't got a call about Si, it's blown or a deal on the table, I'm still motivated to do something better the next day. So the day after that, we may get a call, you know, so it's daily for me.
That's so. I think a lot of people need to learn that with entrepreneurship, like you just got to keep going, you know, and more importantly, you can't look at anybody else, you know, you can't look at their journey. You have to just keep doing your thing, you know what I'm saying, because your destination is different from the next person, you know, where they may have somewhere that they stop at, but you may keep going further because you desire a lot more, so you can't look at other people. So I like that you shared that. You have so many artists that are like, well, this person looks like they blew up overnight, you know, so when is my time coming? You know, I'm working just as hard.
Right.
I sound better, you know, and it's like, and it can be discouraging, but you really just got to keep going. Like you said, you can't let this thing get you down. Now, for anyone that's looking to get into music management, what advice would you have for them?
The advice I would give independent artists out there, you know, like I spoke on earlier, really knowing what direction you want to go, knowing exactly what you want to accomplish when you're stepping into the music game. Some people come in this thing where they're looking for an image more than putting out music. You just probably want to be famous. So you really need to know what you want to do before you go seeking management and things of that nature for people to actually invest in you, invest their time in you, and, you know, you can show them that you really focus on a mission. Because if you're not really prepared, how can another person kind of help you? Because it's your career,
right?
You know,
right.
It's just that manager is coming in to help you push it, but it's your career. Like me, I'm not an artist. I'm not going to be on the big screen. I'm going to do everything behind the scene to make you shine. So you really need to have that mentality of, I'm ready. This is what I want to do, and I need that assistance.
I like that you said something about recognizing that you're not the artist. You know, you have some managers that have, you know, that kind of tend to want the highlights. They kind of want the light on them more so than the artist. And that's
right.
A big mess up in the industry. That's yeah, you got to know your position and play your part. You know, that's very important.
Yep.
So tell our listeners how they can keep up with you on social media.
Okay, you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Tayhove. It's T-A-Y-E underscore H-O-V. And mostly I drive my Instagram page to drive that music and management. You can hit me up on email, tshov2005@gmail.com. And if you got questions, you know, concerns, you know, you want to learn some things in the music industry, I mean, I do pretty good with responding, but serious inquiries only, please. I know I've get artists, you know, just a DM you, just to DM you, you know, don't really have a direction. Yeah, it's just like they just hit you up and say, hey, you know, you'd be like, well, is there something I can help you with? And it's just respecting that other person's time, man, because we really be out here working. This thing is a grind. And if you're working with an artist, like, you really, it's something to do, like, every minute, every hour for that artist. So a lot of people will try to hit you up to see if you'll manage them, but it's like you got to know to respect that person's time a little bit. But, yeah, that's just the way how I look at that. But I'm very open to helping individuals because, like I said, I like working with people from the ground up. Sorry about that, but just working with individuals.
I apologize for that. It's currently thundering here in the Mobile, Alabama area, so we had a disconnection with the line. Welcome to the South. So, again, man, that's so crazy. But, Tay, I thank you so much for sharing all of the information that you have shared to those who are listening and tuning in to show in. Again, thank you all for tuning in the midst of everything. I thank you for being a guest, and I definitely want to welcome you to come back and be on the show again. And those who are listening, be sure to follow Sodom on His Radio on iHeartRadio and iTunes. We're pretty much on multiple platforms, but be sure to continue to rock with us. And Tay, again, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing all of your information with those who are listening.
Hey, I really appreciate the platform. Really appreciate your time, Star. You're doing great things. It's good to see people from the city do a lot of things. And the Gulf Coast, I think, it's our time to get a little shine, man. It's wide open.
It really is.
Listeners out there, pay attention to the people on the Gulf Coast who's really making moves. There's opportunities out there, and we out here to work with you.
Yes, it's a lot of music talent here in the city. People got to pay attention to Mobile. We got the talent down here, so they need to watch us, keep their eyes on us, you know. But, again, like I said, thank you so much, and thank you to our listeners. And you all continue to rock with us, and you all have an awesome weekend. And we're out.